Prodigal, written by Raven of Hyde Castle, read by Mistborn Hero, a Batman podfic, rated for general audiences, featuring Dick Grayson's relationship with Bruce Wayne and Gotham City, as well as the characters Tim Drake and Alfred Pennyworth. It is tagged for canonical character death, grief and mourning, angst with a happy ending. Dick and Bruce have a bad time. Parent-child relationships. Gotham is sentient and dark and terrible, and it hates Dick Grayson. Dick Grayson hates Gotham City right back. They are full-on enemies. Dick versus Gotham. Eldritch Horror Batman. Protective Bruce. Dick is not okay. Summary. Dick squeezed the paper in his hand. It was dated 5 months ago, 3 weeks before he had been planet-side again. Wayne Eyre, dead in a terrorist attack. Father, MIA. 3 weeks. Just 21 days too late. A month. That's all it was supposed to be. An adventure in space with the Titans, helping people and expanding his horizons. It had taken longer, of course. A civil war on Cory's home planet had kept Dick away from Earth twice as long as he had planned. But that shouldn't have mattered. What was an extra 30 days in the grand scheme of things? Dick sat on a folded-out chair by the biggest window in his rundown, borderline condemned Bloodhaven apartment. It faced Gotham, which, once a city of smog, was now enveloped in darkness so thick even the streetlights were smothered. Dick squeezed the paper in his hand. It was dated 5 months ago, 3 weeks before Dick had come home. Wayne Eyre, dead in terrorist attack. Father, MIA. 3 weeks. Just 21 days too late. Other papers littered the floor. Titles like Where Are the Wayne's Now? Body Unclaimed. And Did the Dad Do It? Glared up at him. Over the last few weeks, less and less papers had become available. It was getting harder for people to leave the city. Gotham didn't want to let anyone go, and even the internet was struggling to connect to servers outside the city limits. Babs had been keeping him updated, but... Dick crumpled the paper into a ball and threw it across the room. It landed on the one that said, Commissioner's daughter, maimed, Joker, still at large. Babs was still in the hospital. She couldn't send him anything now, and he couldn't even visit her to hold her hand. Not for the first time, Dick cursed Gotham. He had never thought too deeply about the city's sentience. Bruce was connected to it, of course, but Dick wasn't. It had always been an abstract concept, but now... Gotham was obviously alive, and it was angry. Nobody could get in or out, including Dick. Whatever love the city used to have for him was long gone. Dick was 3 weeks late to save Jason. So now, it was making sure he would never return to the rest of his family again. Stupid, cruel, vindictive city. Dick made himself breathe, then forced himself to stand up. His suit clung uncomfortably to his body, tight in the wrong places and loose in others. He had lost weight, lost muscle, and all the cereal in the world couldn't bring it back. Not that he ate nearly enough. Whenever Dick opened a box of Lucky Charms, he would think of Alfred's early cooking attempts and cry. Nightwing barely remembered to check the safety on his grapple gun before he was running across rooftops, chasing the city limits with a desperation that had been growing more sloppy over the past few months. Eventually, he reached the bridge that connected Gotham to Bloodhaven. It was a skeleton of rusty steel beams and crumbling cement, blackened by the impenetrable night that was the city across the bay. Dick took another breath and braced himself. 89th time was the charm. He sprinted across the bridge, ignoring the abandoned cars and the homeless men surrounding trash fires. They looked at him with pity, like they did every night. Nightwing's attempts to go home were no secret at this point. Halfway across the bridge, Dick felt a sharp ache climb up his legs. He ignored it and soldiered on, knowing from experience that looking at his feet was a bad idea. 100 feet later, the ache changed to a snap, and it was only the previous 88 times Vic had done this that stopped him from collapsing in phantom pain. "Come on, stop doing this," he said through gritted teeth. So close to the other side, only 12 feet away, he was so close. A wall of writhing shadows rose up, swallowed him, and spat him back out on the harbor on the other side of the bridge. Dick floundered, cold water seeping into his uniform and choking his mouth. He splashed the surface and retched on the shore, pretending it was just river water dripping down his face instead of snot and tears. Above, he heard the homeless men sigh and some bills exchange hands. He rested his head against the ground and sobbed. Dick had never gained awareness of Gotham's sentience. Bruce said it was like a buzz in his bones, a compulsion to give himself to the city, but Dick was human. He couldn't access that, but he didn't need super senses to know the city hated him. Whenever he tried to go home, walls of shadow spat him back out, cold and alien and wrong. There was no looming shadow man wrapping him in a tattered cape or sarcastic butler eyeing the spice rack with suspicion. No little wing being a pest in the corner. No warmth of a home he had assumed would always be open to him. There was just dark, the cold, a city that was rotting from grief that it wouldn't let Dick heal. Bloodhaven was as close as Dick could get, and it was still too far away. It wasn't Bruce. Couldn't be Bruce. He would never throw Dick away like this. It went against his nature, and the Gotham's darkness felt different than the Dark Knight's. Oh God, Bruce. He relied on Jason and Dick to exist, but now he didn't have either of them. Dick didn't know what was doing this to his dad. All he had were the panicked police reports he had scrounged from a stolen radio and the grim news articles about increasing street violence in Gotham. Nobody used the word Batman. Locals knew better than to admit he existed, but everyone understood that, without Robin, justice had turned to vengeance, and everyone was on the list. If Dick could just get back there, he could fix things. He knew he could. But Gotham wanted him gone. Unless it changed its mind, Dick would never see his father again. He had never felt so hopeless, so alone. "Please, Dad," Dick said, face pressed against the ground. "Just let me come home." Nobody answered. Not even the shadows. The 6th month mark passed without fanfare. Dick was still in Bloodhaven, still spiraling. Corey had called, asking if he wanted to move into her New York City apartment with her. She was worried. The whole team was. They didn't know much about Dick's life in Gotham, but his stint in the neighboring city was seen as a call for help. Dick politely refused the offer and said he just needed more time. Then he went back to his window and watched Gotham again, hoping, praying, wishing for its ever-present night to finally vanish. He thought it had looked less dismal in recent days. Sometimes he could even see the moon, or the faint twinkle of city lights from across bridges. but that might have been a hallucination. He was still trying to enter the city every night. Dick was up to over 100 attempts now, and had to choose a different bridge since people had been making an event out of watching him fail. He came home each night, wet and defeated, dripping with sadness. It would be smarter to move on, say yes to Corey, focus on the Titans, focus on his own grief. But the last time Dick had left, he had lost Jason. If he abandoned Bloodhaven, Bruce and Alfred could be next. No matter how many times Dick had to try, he would get home. The only thing he had to outstubborn was Gotham, and Dick knew he could do it. Alfred always told him he was the most obtuse person he had ever met, and it was a badge Dick wore with pride. "Just you wait, Gotham," Dick said, stepping into his suit again. "I'm not giving up on my dad yet." "115 attempts. Dick got within 10 feet of the city border. 139 attempts. Nightwing managed to get his grapple connected to a building. The moment his toes touched the ground, he was flung into the harbor again. 152 attempts. Dick stowed away on a shipping vessel and managed to set foot on the docks before the city noticed and collapsed the pier on him. 160 attempts. Dick realized he had gotten his muscle back, was eating better, and had no idea what the date was. Time didn't matter, just the turn of day to night. But he was gaining momentum now, not losing it. 170 attempts. Gotham seemed to sigh before it threw him into the bay. 177 attempts. Dick commandeered a bulletproof vehicle from a drug lord and put it on autopilot. Once he crossed the bridge, he jumped out the driver door and rolled to a stop. Gotham tried to pry him off the concrete and force him out of the city, but Dick sank 2 wingdings into the road and crawled forward, teeth clenched and muscles straining. He wouldn't give up, would never stop. He needed to be home. This time, Gotham seemed almost reluctant when it finally scraped him off the road. A grudging respect seemed to ooze out of its bastardized shadows, so different from Bruce's own. Of course, Dick could have been imagining that. He was getting so little sleep these days that hallucinations were a real possibility. Another week passed. Each attempt more desperate, more determined, until 184 attempts in, the city finally gave up. Dick paused on the threshold, unable to believe it. He wanted to be suspicious, except after going tooth and nail with this stupid, assigned city for how many months? Dick could kind of, sort of, sense that it was beyond done with him. Gotham's anger manifested in passive and outright aggressiveness, plunges into the polluted bay and teleportation into Bloodhaven gunfights. But now, there was just nothing, just a grudging reluctance to tolerate him, now that he was in its borders. If he weren't bone-deep exhausted, Dick would do a victory dance. As it was, he collapsed against the nearest wall and waited 20 minutes for his limbs to stop shaking. Then he took in the city and winced. Gotham was a mess. Rubble dotted the streets. None of the streetlights were lit, and every window on the bottom floors of the buildings had been boarded. Some of the top floors, too. Dick limped through the city, making sure to kick debris and give signposts the finger, since he knew it would annoy Gotham. Served this piss-poor excuse of a city right. He had been trying to get back to help it for months, but no, it had to be stubborn. Where was Bruce? The shadows were dark, but none of them writhed. Several gang members gaped at Nightwing when they caught a glimpse of him. Dick was too tired to be stealthy, and did nothing to stop him from moving on. Several posters of the Joker had been glued to alley walls. Kill on sight. Reward, a city with fucking lights, was scrawled on each one. It took the rest of the night to make it to Bristol. Wayne Manor was settled in its small neck of the woods, hidden from the rest of the world. It was in a sorry state. Windows broken and shuttered. Lights off. Dick's heart sank. Alfred would never have let it get to that point, which meant... No, he couldn't be gone. Dick wouldn't let that be the case. He turned back to Gotham and said, "I hate you," and limped to the cave entrance, just as done with the city as it was with him. Inside the cave was a well of shadows, deep and smothering and familiar. Dick clutched his heart, hoping against hope that it was who he thought it was. "Bruce?" The lights were off, the bad computer collecting dust, and the menagerie of trophies Bruce, Dick, and Jason had collected little more than silhouettes. But it didn't feel bad, like the rest of the city. There was a spark of something left here, small and desperate, but alive. "Bruce," Dick said again, turning in every direction. "Bruce, please, are you here? I'm back. I'm home. You can come out. Bruce. Please come out. Please be alive. Please. Don't have forgotten him. Please let those 184 attempts be worth it. Please let Dick be in time for his dad, even if he had been too late for Jay." "Bruce," he whispered. A pair of eyes peered at him from the deepest shadow, white triangles against the darkest black. That's eyes. Dick ran as if he were still on the Bloodhaven Bridge and tackled the place his father should have been. The Dark Knight was halfway real, halfway not, but just solid enough to crush in a bone-breaking hug. He smelled like the cave and dust and... "Zesty?" "Dad, you're okay," Dick said, voice small. "You're really okay." The shadow grunted, the monosyllable filled with unspoken words and stricken emotion. Dick grabbed the folds of his tattered cape and clung like a little boy. Tears dotted the corners of his eyes, and his heart ached with rawness. "You're here," Dick said, managing not to sob. "I thought I had lost you." The shadows became trundles that clung to every corner of the room, smothering and ever-present and real. It was Bruce's way of showing he would never leave. Dick hadn't realized just how much he missed it until now. "I'm sorry, chum," Bruce said, voice thick. "I'm so sorry." Dick stepped back and rubbed his eyes. "Never mind that. I'll be okay." Lies, but he would make it true somehow. He had outstubborned Gotham, found his way home, and had his dad again. That was all that mattered. It could only go up from there. "I thought you were fading," Dick choked. "Gotham wouldn't let me come back. What happened, Bruce? Where's Alfie? Why didn't you look for me?" The shadows clung to him more tightly. Bruce's eyes turned into inverse half-moons, lidded with regret. "Couldn't move," he said. "Couldn't feel. Almost lost, Bruce. Almost lost everything." Dick took a deep breath, then another. He never should have left, not for so long. With no way to come home, he wouldn't make that mistake again. "It's okay," Dick said. "I'm just glad you're all right." He didn't mention the missing months, the record high violence in Gotham, or the rumors about Bruce Wayne killing his own son. All he cared about was Bruce. "I'll stay here," Dick said, We'll figure this out, okay, Dad? You don't have to be alone anymore. He would try to fix Alfred, too. Without charges, the butler was only a phantom. He needed someone to make him real again. Bruce blinked his pupilless eyes.
Not alone.
What? Dick said. He was running on no sleep, over 6 months of unprocessed grief and an emotional roller coaster like no other. Forgive him for not understanding what his shadow bluff dad was talking about.
Not alone.
Bruce said again. He scrunched his face and seemed to struggle to find words. Not uncommon for him. Unless he was brucing it up, he was terrible at talking. After going through a series of aborted explanations, Bruce harumphed and started rooting through his cape.
Things are not good, but getting better, he said, and pulled something out of his cape. See?
No, not something. Someone. What the hell is that? Dick said, feeling faint for a whole new reason. Bruce poked his head over the whole-ass child he had been hiding in his cape. Tim. Hi, the kid said, waving a small hand. He was dressed in a Robin outfit that was partly hidden by a Nightwing hoodie, and was too small, too pale, and too greasy to be anything other than a cave-dwelling gremlin. Had he ever seen sunlight? Dick looked from his dad to the kid and, oh god, wait a minute, he recognized him. That was the neighbor's son, the one who had beaten Jason in school spelling bee last year. Did you kidnap him? Bruce seemed to think about it, then nodded proudly. Bruce! Dick screeched. You can't just do that!
Why not?
Bruce said, making no move to put the kid down.
You gave me Jason.
That's different, Dick said, because it was. This one has parents. Bruce cocked his head like an owl and shrugged. Evidently, that meant diddly squat to him. Dick turned around and started yelling at the cave, Gotham, and every force of nature that stopped Bruce's chronic bad decision-making before it had gotten to this point. Months and months of frustration bubbling out into words that would make even Jason wash his mouth with soap. Bruce made an eldritch noise of concern, but didn't seem too alarmed, simply squeezing his kidnapped gremlin tighter in his shadows as if he were a teddy bear. Tim just sighed and pulled a can of Zesty out of his hoodie to slurp, like this was normal. Maybe Dick should have taken Corey up on that offer after all. The end. Author notes. Gotham, but hurt at Dick leaving to go on fun adventures.
Maybe if I use shadows to keep this stupid runaway Robin out of the city, he'll think his dad hates him and stay away.
Dick, a connoisseur of bad dad snuggles. These are lying liar shadow bluffs. Let me see my dad, you stupid piece of American urban design. Canon Dick may have a strained relationship with Bruce, but this guy knows Crypt Dad would never turn him away. Obviously, it is the city out to get him. And he is right.
A reader's notes? Poor Dick.